The Psalms often take us on a journey from lament or penitence towards restoration, hope, praise, and forgiveness. And if you listened to the recording of Psalm 39 and it left you feeling a bit low, well, today's Psalms will be a bit more hopeful. I'm going to read Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 all together because it does look as if they were originally one psalm, taking the psalmist on a journey from fond but painful memories of past worship towards hope that he'll come again to the temple and praise God at the altar. And to me, it's a very personal psalm in this period when we're not in church and can't gather as God's people in the same place. But as well as giving a voice to my lamentation, I hope that it will inspire me to look forward with praise and hope and joy to the moment when worship is restored. Psalms 42 and 43. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with a voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. My soul is heavy within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from Hermon and the hill of Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the thunder of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have gone over me. The Lord will grant his loving kindness in the daytime. Through the night his song will be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? And why go I so heavily while the enemy oppresses me? As they crush my bones, my enemies mock me, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Give judgment for me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. Deliver me from the deceitful and the wicked. For you are the God of my refuge. Why have you cast me from you? And why go I so heavily while the enemy oppresses me? O send out your light and your truth that they may lead me, and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling, that I may go to the altar of God, to the God of my joy and gladness. And on the lyre I will give thanks to you, O God my God. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Come, Creator Spirit, light and truth, bring us to the altar of life and renew our joy and gladness in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.